Brothers, sisters, friends, comrades, all of you, Assalamu alaikum, shalom, and peace to all of you. Ramadan Mubarak to you and yours, and inshallah next Ramadan we will celebrate it in Jerusalem Al-Qudus. Inshallah. I know it might be a long shot next to the thugs and corrupted rulers of the so-called the Gulf, because they are the ones who are conspiring now against Palestine and against the resistance. But we will continue mobilizing, organizing, marching, standing, speaking up for Palestine until Palestine is free. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Tomorrow you will see press release by Sija, by B'nai B'rith, by Zionists saying Animallah is calling against the Jews. They are liars and we will not dignify their lies. We speak up openly, publicly. Our face is seen and covered, and we never engage in lies. But they are the one who are engaging in lies to cover for occupation and oppression and for their Zionist partner. But you and me, brothers and sisters, we have to continue standing together, shoulder to shoulder, not only for Palestine, but for all rightful issues in our society. To end discrimination against minorities, mainly blacks, Canadian and other communities. We have to end discrimination against First Nation people, against women, against Islamist people, and all type of faith. Because here we are, we gather together from all walk of life, faith and no faith, to confirm our commitment to social justice, to equity, and to equality. Despite the fact that we have some spineless politicians from City Hall to the Parliament Hall in Ottawa who are being sucked into the Zionist propaganda and calling on shutting Al-Quds Day. Well, I have news for them. Al-Quds Day is here to stay, and we will continue having it until Palestine, all Palestine, is free. And who doesn't like it, they can do whatever they want about it. But we, as a Canadian, we cherish our understanding and appreciation to the freedom of the speech, freedom of expression, and no one will take this away from us. And to talk about politicians, you may see Justin Trudeau packing some food boxes. But he will never stop and think about the $15 billion arm deal to the thugs of Saudi Arabia. $15 billion arm deal with a state, illegal state, stolen by a corrupted family with the highest per capita execution in the world, and has been engaged in killing the people of Yemen, of Syria, of Iraq, and in Bahrain. We say shame on them and shame on you, Justin Trudeau, for not counseling that deal. Yes, we say, we have to say it as we see it. When the biggest fraud, Donald Trump, goes to Saudi Arabia and meet with the thugs of the Gulf Council, and they sign deals by the hundreds of millions of dollars, and they shower him with the hundreds of millions of dollars for him and his wife and his daughter. Brothers and sisters, this so-called gift, disgusting gift, the value of it could rebuild Gaza, could provide shelter to almost every refugee, could provide education, housing, and job. But they don't care, because they bow to the master, and behind them, they bow to the Zionist. But for us, we will stay connected, stronger, and we're getting bigger and bigger, and we will not be scared. We tell them, you will not scare us. because for the last 7 years, occupation, brutal occupation, have been destroying homes, assassinating people, breaking arms and shoulders. But by God, the Palestinians still resist, and they will resist until Palestine is free. As long as there is a Palestinian child throwing a stone at a Merkava or an Israeli military jeep, make sure Palestine will be free. And you and me, we're doing nothing but just speaking up, and we're connecting. Because brothers and sisters, I know they wanted me to finish. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. Salam, shalom.